Welcome to the Coach Louisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Louisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Louisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lilisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lilisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Louisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Well, this is Wednesday, midweek inspiration. Well, we are here today to empower you, to inspire you, and to motivate you to live your best life. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, but we want you to do it now. Seize the moment. And in order to do that, you might need some help. So we are here to help you. We are here to encourage you. And it is just going to be, I tell you, we love doing what we do. When you love what you do, they tell me you never work a day in your life. When you love your work, you never work a day in your life. And I know this is not everyone's situation, because some people have to work so, so hard. And that's okay. Do you love what you do? That's the question. Yesterday we talked about how to define what drives you. If you can get to the center and the core of what drives you, you can now get to your passion. If you get to your passion and you release your power, your life will explode, and you will see that everything you dream of, everything you want, shall come your way. Well, good morning. I want to welcome those of you in the chat room this good morning. I want to take this first call because you had your hand up, but just to check to see. Caller, area code 267. You're on the air. Caller, area code 267. Good morning. Hello.
Hi, how are you, Alicia? This is Linda Sanders from Philadelphia.
Good morning, Linda. From Philadelphia, you were at the book conference.
Yes, ma'am, I was.
Awesome, awesome. Well, good morning. We also have Mr. Vertzi Walker with us this morning as well. Good morning, Mr. Walker.
Hey, hey, good morning there. Good morning. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing well, doing well.
Yes,
how about yourself?
Yes.
I'm doing fine, getting ready for work, so I'm going to be listening as I'm getting ready to go take care of the children at school.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, thank you so much.
Take care of the babies. And so, yes, Linda, before you, have to just go onto mute and listen, did you have a comment, a question, or a statement?
Well, actually, this is the first time I've been on. I enjoyed you so much over the weekend, and when I saw that the call was going to be this morning. I said, well, I definitely can listen in while I'm getting ready for my day. So right now I'm just, you know, I feel like I'm already motivated to do some of the things that I want to do. I just need some direction. So I'm just going to be a sponge.
Well, you know, you be a sponge, and when you want to say something, you know, well, today how the show works, we're here every week. We're here every weekday, Monday through Friday, at the same time, 7 a.m., and we do have various guest speakers. They come on to the show many times, authors just like yourself. They come on. They may talk about their book, talk about their projects, talk about their life. Also, we have people like, for instance, later this week, we have on Friday, we have a film director coming. We've had a film director all the way from Tokyo on the show. All kinds of people come to the show and share. So you're very, very welcome, and you can ask questions. Now, on Wednesdays, every single Wednesday, we have leading the show, Mr. Versi Walker. So we pretty much turn it over to him after we make some announcements and just do our welcome to the show. And he usually doesn't take questions during that time. But, you know, so that's how it works. But any other time that, you know, we're doing the show, if we let you know that we're taking questions, you just simply hit the number one key, and it'll let the host know that you're in queue, and we will take your call. So Okay. Thank you for calling in today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes, and we will definitely
talk to you. And you both enjoy your day in case I don't queue in again.
Okay. And you do the same, and we know you're working on that. Yes. And I'll let Mr. Versi, he can address you as soon as we turn it over to him. But you're going to call me later about your book project, okay?
I sure can.
Again, thank you as well.
You're welcome, sir. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. I just really wanted to take her call, Mr. Walker. She had been there since the start of...
No, I love it. I love it. Anytime someone has something to say, you know, raise your hand, let us know, comments, interject, support, you know, agree or disagree. But you know what? Let us know you're there. We appreciate you.
I know. And this hour goes so fast. Many times we're right up to the second.
Well, you know what? With that being said, for some, you know, some who are listening or will be listening in archives, they may not remember when we were just a half an hour.
That's right. They probably forget. They're so, other than when they listen to my intro, it says, oh, this is a half hour show. So I do have to go back to that. But it is an hour long show, and it is on five days a week. So we want to say good morning to our good friend and colleague, Mr. Paul Kiriazzi, over there in Japan, battling with all the heat and the explosives and other things that are happening over there, and just, you know, great devastation. We were so very thankful to hear that he and his family are safe and sound, but we know it's still very challenging in that region of the world. So we know there are a lot of efforts going forth, and people are doing things, and I understand, Paul, you know, what the news is the news after all. We all know what the news is. So, you know, we understand sometimes it's more than what it is, and but it's still the news. So it's all we have. It's all we can see. But we are grateful that we have you, and I know you've inboxed me some things from Facebook. So I feel very calm and collected about your situation and many situations for other people as well. And good morning, Pat. Hi, Pat. How are you? Welcome today. In her Wendy Williams voice, she says, how you doing? So, to Paul and others in the chat room, that Wendy Williams voice, she knew how to brand that voice. How you doing? That was so cute. And also to our guests in the chat room and others who are listening via the archives, good morning. Miss Dancy and Miss Deborah Calhoun, all the way in Dallas, Texas, and those are all the way in California. So I'm going to turn it over I know Mr. Vershey has a very, very exciting topic to share with us this morning to get us all inspired and ready to go out and take on the world. I know when I leave Wednesdays, I am ready to throw down. And, you know, success. I've been looking at that word and talking about, you know, really, really, really true success. What does it really take? And I was doing some research, and one of the pieces of research that I came across said that you really have to think different. And there's a man named Malcolm Muggeridge. He said that never forget that only dead fish swim with the stream. You want to really be successful. And I know about 3 years ago when we first invited Dr. Dennis Kimbrough to be our keynote speaker at the first Wealth Strategy Symposium that we put together. We did two, 2007 and 2008, and we held it at Essex County College in Newark. It was an awesome, fabulous event. And Dr. Dennis Kimbrough was our keynote speaker, and then we had a panel, that actually two panels of other experts that have either made a lot of money and things of that nature and had their own businesses and were very successful. But one of the things Dr. Kimbrough said is that he talked about millionaires, you know, in his book, What Makes the Great Great. And he interviewed everybody from T.D. Jakes to Condoleezza Rice. And I love when he says that. But Dr. Kimbrough said that millionaires, they go in the opposite direction of the crowd. They do not follow the crowd. And that's the same thing Malcolm Muggeridge is saying, that only dead fish go with the stream. You know, if you really want to be successful, you got to go against the grain. And that's not what most people think. They want to be like everybody else, or they want to copy someone else's idea, and they want to do it every. But there's all this research that shows that, no, if you want to really succeed, according to John Rockefeller, says that if you want to succeed, you have to forge new paths and avoid borrowed ones. And so I just wanted to throw that out there to you this morning. So good morning, and Mr. Walker, take it away.
No problem. Thank you. Thank you. Good morning to you as well. And also, you're right. You know, I want to say, you know, good blessing and God blessing to those who are in the devastated area there in Tokyo and Japan, and feeling, those who are feeling the effects that far reach that region. I don't think in my lifetime have I seen such mass destruction in one fall swoop, but also in just the last 10 to 12 years, where we have had so many catastrophic disasters, both natural and man-made. And so we have to be thankful. We have to be, you know, prayerful on a continuous basis, not only just for your own faculties, your own family, your own capabilities, but those that are, again, among those that we may know of or that we don't know of that still would affect us, whether it's directly or indirectly. And, you know, again, to Paul, also my young cousin who's in the Navy, who was in Tokyo, we were worried about her for several hours, which is not a long period of time when, you know, things and people are not being discovered for 2 or 3 days. But fortunate, you know, for us, she was okay. But those 6 hours seemed like 6 days. It gave my cousin, her mom, you know, took maybe 10 years off of her life when you can't reach out and contact someone and find out to make sure, to ensure that they're okay. So each day, as I always say on this show and just in my natural life, that I am truly humbled. I am truly thankful. I am truly grateful for all that, you know, is being done for me, both personally and professionally, and that I, again, am able to see each day as it comes and enjoy each moment as it releases for me and my body and my universe. So, again, we should always send out a special prayer in spite of, but definitely because of the current events that have taken place around the region. And with that being said, once again, I want to say good morning to everybody. I hope that everyone has had a wonderful and safe week so far, and definitely hope everyone had a great and wonderful weekend. As always, I'm excited and glad to be here on the show and to be able to join each and every one of you for our Wednesday morning midweek inspiration. Many thanks to the listeners for tuning in, to Linda, to those in California, to Miss Dancy in the Carolinas, to Hope Harper there in Cincinnati, to the others that I don't speak to on a regular basis, but we friend each other or we have each other in our hearts and our minds. Again, thank you for tuning in, because there's a lot more things people can be doing at 6, 7, and 5 o'clock in the morning. So I do appreciate you for tuning in and listening to us. And also, once again, Coach, to you as well, for allowing me to share your platform to share my experiences, both personal and professional, and hopefully be able to uplift and inspire and encourage others to do the one thing that has been burning inside of their hearts. So again, I thank you. I want to reminisce slightly or shortly or minimally on what happened this weekend at the First National Northeast Book Conference and Book and Publishing Conference there in Newark, New Jersey. The situation there with you, Coach, was phenomenal. It was phenomenal. Those in presence, in the presence of the energy and the information that was conveyed and shared there, shared with me their appreciation. And I just looked around the room at the making of what can be a great opportunity. And I said it when I spoke at the podium, when I got into this business, in fact, when I got into most of my businesses, I didn't know that there was a group, a place, a program, a format that would enable me to get information that would help as I went on my journey. Oftentimes, I went in oblivious and blind. I just saw that there was something or felt there was something I need to do differently within my world and my affairs, and I just grabbed on to just a little inkling, a small thread, and I hung and kept climbing up to I reached a certain point. But knowing going in some of the obstacles, most of the benefits, that there's someone I can reach to, someone I can speak to, someone who looks and sounds just like me and who have maybe struggled but have overcome, that's what that conference did for many of those people sitting in the room. Some of those individuals on the panel and on the platform, they may have had 5 years' experience in the publishing. Some may only had 2 to 3 months. There was men and women there that had experiences that were familiar to some and new to others. But to be sitting in the room with people who have made millions of dollars before, to be sitting in the room with individuals who have owned their own companies, businesses, and corporations, you know, successfully opened and some have successfully closed those businesses, but didn't look at that to be failure, but looked at those experiences to embark upon a new opportunity. And I thank you for putting together such a convention. I thank you for including me as well, Coach, because this allows me to share once again with other aspiring individuals to see what I see, to enlighten them, but now to be that support that I didn't know was out there when I was doing it. And I don't know all, so I walked away with just as much information as I tried to give away, and I am so thankful for that opportunity. And I thank you too, Coach. And anyone who had the opportunity and didn't go, you missed a whole heck of a lot of good information, great people, networking, and some ground-digging, groundbreaking experiences. And I know what you just said a moment ago about success. Success is actually not thinking outside the box. It's actually thinking outside of your mind. You know, when someone came up with the idea of bottled water, somebody called him crazy. When someone walked around with a tin can and a string on the other end and said hello, someone called that individual insane. For someone to think that you will be able to talk without a wire connected to a box was ludicrous. But all of these things were thinking outside of your mind. it was called insane, crazy, unorthodox. But it takes that kind of thinking to go against the grain, to swim upstream and make a successful foundation. And I encourage many people to do that, to go beyond, to not just take their cookies and say, here's a plate of cookies, now pay me for my cookies. I want to be Mrs. Fields. But no, maybe they'll take that cookie and put it in a cellophane wrapping, put a bow on it, and display it in such a way that people say, wow, this person, if they take that much detail in their presentation, I know they must put that same amount of detail in their preparation. And therefore, I would love to help that individual succeed. I would love to invest or participate or promote their business. So success is going beyond just the norm. It's going beyond what the normal appearance and what everyone else is doing. And then that would help with your sustainability, because typically you're going to be ground or, you know, cutting edge. You'll be, you know, cutting through. You'll be forecasting, predicting, and looking for the next great thing. And you'll have a passion for it like I do. You'll grab a hold of it, and you'll make phenomenal leaps and bounds, people. So success is your birthright. It's just waiting for you to give birth to it and do right by it and enjoy your life. Now, with that being said, I just want to give a quick update or report to exactly what my schedule will be looking like for the next couple of weeks. Now, April 2nd, I'll be there in Chicago as an exhibitor and a presenter at the fifth annual Self-Employment Expo. And Coach Mr. Dean Cole will be actually there accompanying me as well. He was one of the he was actually the speaker, phenomenal speaker there at the convention in Newark, New Jersey. Phenomenal speaker, young man from the Atlanta area. I invited him to come to the expo, and he will be there with me as well. On April 7th and 8th, I'll be in D.C. for two book signings at the Ronald Reagan National Airport and also at the BWI Airport there in Maryland. And they'll be doing the Cherry Blossom Festival. Beautiful, beautiful festival, great activities. I'm glad to be a part of that or be there at that time. Also on April 30th, I'll be there with you, Coach, in Cleveland, Ohio, for the First National Northeast Christian Writers and Publisher Convention. I'll be close to home, or one of my places that my family is from. We're actually from Cincinnati. I do have family in Cleveland, Toledo, and I think Dayton as well. So I'll be right there with you. And for anyone who's listening who would like to learn more about me or to secure an autographed copy of the book Success, How I Ended Up Here, I ask that you visit my website at www.versiewalker.com, and that's spelled V as in victory, ERSIEWALKER.com. Now, Coach, today I want to share with you and the listeners and speak on the topic of seven good reasons that I feel or that I believe to own your own business. And I used to think that, you know, home ownership, business ownership, just ownership period was for everybody. And it's not meant for everybody. There are certain necessities, there are certain reasons, there are certain things that would negate or dictate why you would or why you wouldn't. For someone who feels the enjoyment of the city, the fast pace, and they like to pick up and move whenever they want to or have that autonomy to do so, they may not want to be a homeowner. They may just want to rent. And for them, that is fine. That is satisfactory, not having to deal with, you know, mowing the lawn, fertilizing, pipes bursting, and the various other things that homeowners must go through to have that right to say, oh, hey, I own my own home. And also in business, too, there are people who may not work well administratively. They may not work well independently, and they like that comfort of having a paycheck. They like knowing that there's a process laid out for them and they just have to complete it on a daily basis. And there's nothing wrong with that either. But for those who truly want to have their own or desire to present to the world, to be creative, to develop, to show, to display, to do something of their own, and then have the same responsibility while they're getting those same rewards, that's great as well. So where I used to always push and try to promote individuals to owning their own, I don't anymore because I realize it's not for everyone. But if I can give you some concepts and some thoughts that may change your ideology even just as an employee or as a worker, you may now take pride and ownership in what you do, where before it was just a job and it was a process to get to the next day or to the next paycheck. Maybe you would delve into it differently, listening to some of the concepts that we discuss here and the practical uses and why strategically things are done. If we can change your mindset, again, hopefully we can change your outcome and we can change your future. So for the 7 good reasons that I believe to own your own business, to own your own business is one of the great American dreams. We talk about it, it seems like from birth, but I know as just being a child, we talk about one day owning our own business, one day being the boss, sitting behind that big desk with our nameplate. As a business owner, you will decide to take on those challenges that you find interesting. So no one goes into business for something that they don't know or don't like. No one will go into business to be a baker and they can't even cook. It has to be a challenge or something that is desirable within them that they find interesting. But to be successful, you must decide what is not only interesting or challenging, but also what is productive and that which will make you prosperous. That's the whole concept. You don't want to do something that's going to make you a failure or make you a pauper or destitute. You want to find something that's going to make you prosperous, both financially and spiritually. It gives you and your soul and your spirit a place to rest, where you feel you're happiest, where you're comfortable, and sharing, displaying, creating, building, promoting, whatever that is, but that will make you prosperous. Establishing your very own business can provide you with advantages only afforded to business owners. You should be able to realize increased earning potential due to the fact that you will be working for yourself and receiving the fruits of your labor. As a self-employed business owner, you set the pace. You set the schedule, and more importantly, you set your pay. If you look at your profit margin, and your profit margin based on what item you sell is a $5 profit margin, and you want to increase that twofold and you want a $10 profit margin, you can set the price. The fixed product may be the fixed product, the price that it costs to build that widget. You may cannot change that, but you can change the margin by changing your price point or by reducing something else. But you have that flexibility. I've seen people make $50,000 extra in a year as a business owner by changing their price point by pennies. It wasn't even whole dollars. It was 5 cents, 10 cents on each item that walked out the door, and they upsold additional items, and they were able to increase their bottom line. You can't dictate that as an employee. Only as an employer, only as a self-employed business owner can you create that. Can you change the outcome and change your landscape based on your perception and what you're willing to put in? So, again, you set the pace. You set your pay. You will have flexibility for most part. Most self-employed business owners have flexibilities throughout their day that millions only dream of. In some cases, you will still have as many restraints as when you were working, especially in the early days when you're just starting out. You will wear multiple hats. You will be the painter. You will be the receptionist. You will be, you know, the CEO as well as the janitor. You will do everything to see your business be successful. Ultimately, You're looking for that brass ring. You're looking for that time away, that flexibility where the business is self-sustaining and enables you or affords you the lifestyle that you envision. And for some people, they only work 4 hours a day. They work from their home at their computer. Their day is completed by noon. That's a wonderful thing and a wonderful place to be. But it's what you choose. But as a business owner, you can afford that. You can have that within your realms. It is not out of reach. But nevertheless, the newfound freedom, whatever it may be, that you can have as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, can swallow you up alive. This is why I want to share with you the steps to creating a successful business. Because I don't want there to be you to be disillusioned that, you know what, it's all gravy. You know, you can skip to your loo. No, if you don't manage yourself, if you have poor time management, if you allow the small things in life to detract you and become a deterrent from what you're doing, you'll find yourself opening up your mail at 10 o'clock in the morning. You'll find yourself at noon going to hundreds of emails when you should be focusing on your deliveries, on packaging, on reaching out to new customers or talking to current clients. Those are ideal times, but without the right time management, you can be swallowed up alive and find yourself working harder in your business than promoting and enjoying the fruits of your business. Now, before you take that big leap into entrepreneur heaven, I want each and every one of you to grab a pencil and a sheet of paper and take down a few notes. And here we go. Becoming a self-employed business owner can sound like the good life, and for all intents and purposes, it can be just that. But owning your own business, whatever business it is, will require an extreme amount of discipline and organization. If done right, it will not seem like work at all, especially when the money starts rolling in. I know on Saturday I gave the three acronyms, the letters OPP, and I made sure everyone knew I wasn't talking about the OPP from Naughty by Nature, but I was talking about the OPP of business, and that's organization, preparation, and presentation. If you have those three things down pat, everything else will seem to culminate and just follow through or fall through right there in your lap. But if you're not organized, if you don't have good preparation and lack presentation, you will struggle immensely in your business. And that's not why you got into business. You don't want to struggle. You want to maintain. You want to sustain. And you want to find strategic alliances that can help you get to the next level. So, again, if you are disciplined and you have a high level of organization, it will not even seem like work, especially when the money starts rolling in. You have more fun than you ever did in your entire life. In 2008, people, the Wall Street Journal reported that according to their findings, 80,000 Americans said that they would like to become self-employed. As many of you have seen in the past 36 months, more people are looking for ways to supplement their income and to ultimately own their own thriving business. In the past 24 months, more multi-level marketing corporations and direct marketing companies have emerged on the scene more than ever before. See, those companies and those individuals running those companies realize that there are going to be more millionaires made in this decade than ever before. And those millionaires are going to be the self-employed entrepreneurs. Why not jump on the bandwagon first? But for me, it kind of depletes what will happen and what should happen. And the reason I say that is because they're emerging on the scene and they're promising high commission payouts, trips, cars, and financial freedom, most of which will be out of the reach for the average sales rep. This is due in part to improper training. individuals lacking capital and a true understanding of entrepreneurship. See, by promising all these fancy things and all these exotic things without the proper training, without the right foundation, without knowing that the individual has the right mindset, that individual who could potentially do some great things if done with the right amount of steps, with the right process, will then get burnt out. And if they don't have the true entrepreneurial desires or the understanding that, you know what, you may have to suffer, you may have to struggle, you may have to humble down and go to the grassroots tactics and build your business from the ground up, to invest in yourself. Find out where your areas of opportunities are, where you're weak at, and build that up, or find the individuals to help support your endeavor. So they'll get into that business, that direct marketing business, selling Wonder Bras or, you know, blenders or mixers or whatever you would think of, and then 6 months from now they're out of the business and they're doing something else, or they've gone back to corporate America, or they're still in kind of a lull, trying to really decide or discover where they want to be. And now you become apprehensive when true opportunities avail. And I like the multi-level marketing concept. I like the direct marketing concept in its truest form, but not to make sure that the guys up top get all the revenue and those at the bottom continuously, you know, scour around selling and just getting pieces of the pie, getting the crumbles. I want you individuals who are listening to us to get the slice, if not the whole pie, because it's out there for you to get. You just have to believe in yourself and have that confidence when no one else will. And the biggest key is investing in yourself. Now, with that being said, let me share with you the 7 good reasons that I believe you should own your own business. And if done right, you should prosper beyond your wildest imagination. You should become successful beyond your dreams. The first is that when you become self-employed, when you own your own business and you're an entrepreneur, you keep more of what you make. Why work for someone else and receive a small percentage of the revenue that your time and effort brings in? You know the industry. You know the product. You know the services. Heck, you even know your competitor better than your competitor knows themselves. So why settle for 10% override, 20% override? Why settle for a payout every 2 weeks or once a month when you can get paid each and every day based on your efforts, based on your initiative, based on your intelligence? Why not get yours up front? If your manager or the owner depends on you solely, you're the trainer, you're the salesperson, you've built the business from the ground up, you've been there since the beginning, why not share more in the revenue? You're generating a great portion of it. And sometimes we don't think to go back and calculate what our value is, what we contribute to the bottom line, how we contribute to the bottom line. I had a good friend of mine, Coach. He would take the earnings of the business that we worked at for that month. He would look at the numbers. He would then divide it, the top 5 people in the company who bought the most in, and he looked at the other bottom 95%. He then divided it by the number of days, the number of employees, and he came out with how much the organization worked. What did it make that month per head? He looked at the phone bill. He knew about approximately what the rent cost and what the salary of the staff was, and realized, you know what, I bought in $20,000 last month. They gave me a $2,000 commission. My $20,000 covered the rent, covered the phone, and covered, you know, on the salary of staff. Then he looked at what everybody else bought in, who bought in $5,000, $10,000. He was like, I bought in more than anybody else. And if I could cover the rent and the salary just on what I'm doing, why can't I own the business myself and receive instead of $2,000 in commission, I could receive that $10,000 of the surplus or the $5,000 or what have you. He understood fundamentally what his value was, and he wanted to keep more of what he earned. He wanted to keep more of what he worked for. So that's one. Secondly, when you're a business owner, you have quicker turnaround. You won't have to wait for management or HR or the legal department's approval or for them to review policies and procedures before implementing a process. As the owner or boss, you can roll out products and services as often as you like. So if you see a need to change something, you have it within your purview to do so. It is your obligation to your business as well as your clientele. If you know something is fundamentally is not sound and is not working, then you have to tell a supervisor, who then tells a manager, who then tells someone else, and they'll get back to you. Don't let it be a great idea. That's when it's bad, people. When it's a great idea that is sound and functionally will help the efficiency or the performance of your organization, and they implement it and give you a pat on the back at the next board meeting, saying, great job, Percy. I'm glad you identified that. You do not realize that you may have saved the company tens of thousands of dollars or increased their bottom line by tens of thousands of dollars with your wonderfully great idea that you got a pat on the back, but you didn't benefit from it financially, nor did your family benefit from it either. Because as a man who has a family, that's where my concern lies. How would I benefit them? How would I do would help my legacy, would help change the landscape of our lives and from what I came from to where I want to be? And then I can truly give back to others as well. But we give away so many wonderful ideas, and that's the concept behind my Million Dollar Mind training series, my Million Dollar Mind concept, and my Million Dollar Mind presentation, is that if we can think fundamentally different, people, we can be amongst the masses and helping others. We can produce a world that we envision for ourselves and stop being handed a world that others envision for us. Because I'll tell you, if you have ever had a friend in this world, they may envision steak for themselves, but tell you, since you ain't paying, hamburgers on the menu for you. If you want to eat steak, you got to go out there and make it happen. Third is control. You can control what and when something gets done. You will be able to make decisions on staffing, marketing, and pricing. More importantly, you will be able to determine your profit margin, create policies, and decide when, where, and how long to take that long overdue deserving vacation. You will be more in control as a business owner if done right. If done right. And again, I don't want to, you know, you to be disillusioned and say, hey, as soon as I'm out the door, this is what's going to happen. No. But if structured properly, if the right people and the things are in place, if having your filing system labeled properly and already prepared, having your inventory sheet, knowing your prices down pat, knowing the market in which you are going after, understanding the demographic, if you can do a lot of that stuff up front, and sometimes it has to be done in the wee hours of the morning, 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning when you can't sleep and you're watching TV, you may have to shut that thing off and get into your business so that when Monday morning or the following morning comes about, you're already prepared. See, I know Hope Harper gets in there an hour or so early to turn on those presses. See, she can't walk in the door, flip on the light, and the customer standing right there, and then turn on the presses. It won't be prepared. It won't be heated up. Things won't get done. There are chefs. There are concierge. There are individuals in every walk of life that have to start their process an hour early or stay an hour or two after to make sure that things are set in place. That's the preparation, people. That's the preparedness. That's the organization that I'm talking about, being organized. And if you can get that done and out the way, then these things that I'm talking about, those vacations, the coming in late, the setting your pace, the leaving early, the doing those things that you've envisioned, that you felt that you were prohibited from doing in other avenues, you can control them. But you can't take the same method you've been doing to something new and think you're going to get a different result. That's insane. But if you have the qualities, if you have the desire to be a business owner or an entrepreneur, you can control that. You can enjoy life at a different level. Even if you make the same amount of pay, there's still other benefits to owning your own business that's only afforded to business owners. Now, number four, self-employment will allow you to think like a business. I want to say that again. Being self-employed would allow you to think like a business. You will have the freedom to tap into your creative side. You will give birth to new ideas and place all your efforts and energy towards seeing your dreams come true. Not only can this be a financially rewarding situation, excuse me, it can be emotionally uplifting. See, I used to say things like, you know, so-and-so was born in 1968 and died in 1999, but they had actually died 10 years before that emotionally. They were hollowed out. They were empty. They were just simply walking through life, aimlessly walking through life, looking for a grave to fall into because they had no more joy. For something had happened to them, and life just sucked life out of them. This situation, people, owning your own business, writing your own book, creating the next great, best thing can be not only financially rewarding, but emotionally uplifting. And don't you owe it to yourself? The way I feel now, Coach, I mean, if I die tomorrow, I'm okay. I made peace with God a long time ago, and I'm okay. But don't be surprised if you come to my funeral and Kathy kicks back open, because I know I got a lot of life in me, and I'm enjoying my life. I have been emotionally revived, and I enjoy every minute of every day. I look at things and as the eye of a child. Everything to me now is awe-inspiring. It helps give life to or meaning to my life. Just watching the birds do what the birds do. Seeing a bumblebee in its infinite wisdom do what a bumblebee is supposed to do, even when the bumblebee is physically not supposed to do what it do. Because, see, the bumblebee is physically, the body mass is too large for its wingspan. It has no sense of direction. It is not supposed to fly around. It is not supposed to get pollen and pollinate. But for some reason, it didn't know that. So it does instinctively what it's supposed to do. Fortunate for the bumblebee, it does not have what some people in human nature have to deal with. The naysayers, the haters, the doubters, the doubting Thomases, the people to tell them, you want a bottle of water and sell it to people? That's insane. You want to create a waste management company to get rid of landfills to make sure that we have this great earth that has been given to us for years to come? That's insane. You want to create a record company and call it Virgin Records and people are going to buy from you? Why would they buy from you? Who are you? Well, those Robert Bransons and other people of this great nation of ours who stepped out of that, who thought outside of their mind. Today, we're benefactors of those thoughts, but they're benefactors of our finances because we spend money. We give them our time. We depend on what they have had to offer. What would the world be without it? A different place, far different, far greater. However, because they were able to think outside the box. So being self-employed would allow you to think like a business owner. I want to say that, go back, touch on that one more time before we go to the next three. And the reason I do, because I go back to the McDonald's worker, and I recall going to McDonald's on several different occasions and asking for ketchup. And the counter person would grab a fistful of ketchup for my two fries and give them to me. I would maybe use two, maybe three packages of those ketchups, and the other ones would become disposed of. Well, that's the worker's mentality. An owner's mentality would say, you know what, they ordered two orders of fries, give them one pack of ketchup each, or at best, give them three packs of ketchup, because that owner realizes that if you give me seven packs of ketchup, I only use three, he's sweeping up the other four out of his parking lot, or I'm disposing of them. But those extra packs of ketchup affect the bottom line. If they have to buy three cases of ketchup each week for their patrons and their customers, and now if they can pull back, pull in the rein and ask you if you want ketchup and find out how many you may want and give you that exact amount, they may only have to order two cases. And that one case they're not ordering is 52 cases that they did not have to order in that year, which can be a substantial decrease in their expenses, increasing their bottom line. That's thinking like a business. Now, the fifth thought is business ownership is a good business. There are tax advantages and benefits afforded to the business owner than that of employees. Depending on what industry you are in, you may be able to deduct a great portion of what you do with that business. If you write books on how to care for flowers, and you go to floral exhibits each year, and you're buying seeds to, you know, to sample and fertilizer, that could be, even if it's beautifying your own backyard, but if that's the business you're in, you can deduct a great portion of that. And if you have a home-based business, you can, you know, write off a percentage or a portion of your home, the space in which you use for storage, the telephone bill. There's so many things that you would have to talk to a tax consultant about. However, those things you don't benefit from as an employee. So when I said earlier, even if you make the same amount of pay, there are still other residual benefits that are afforded to you as the business owner than would be to the employee. Number six, ownership can build a legacy for you and your family. You will discover confidence and self-esteem as never before. How do you think it feels for a child to have his or her namesake displayed on a billboard, on the side of a building, or on letterhead? What do you think it says to them when people are telling them that they have lack and limitation? They won't understand that concept. They only see the expansiveness of their mind and the opportunity that lies within the universe, and they won't believe in their circumstances. It was something that the book out, I'm going to get down real quickly. There's a book out by the name The Other Wes Moore. There's a gentleman by the name of Wes Moore who grew up in Baltimore who wrote the book. He grew up in Baltimore, moved to Brooklyn with his family, was getting in a whole lot of mess. Mom and grandma financed or refinanced their home to send him away to boarding school. He hated it. He ran away. He was a delinquent. But he finally knuckled under, and he submitted. He went on to do great things. He's been at the White House. He's been around the world three times. He gets a call from his mother who tells him that there's a warrant out or a wanted poster in his neighborhood that he grew up in for his arrest. It wasn't him. It was someone else named Wes Moore, grew up in the same conditions, the same environment, during the same time, who life took a definitely different direction. And when they discovered it was someone else, he got intrigued. How could this guy's circumstances and situation be similar to mine, but then ultimately be so far different? The point I want to get to is that when he sat down and finally met with this gentleman in jail, because the gentleman is serving life for a robbery that was committed in Baltimore years ago, he asked him, he said, Wes, Do you think that we were victim of our circumstances? Now, the West behind bars looks at the West who's free and says, no, we're victim of our expectations. See, our expectations were different. There was expectations placed on the Westmore who was free that he wasn't going to become part of the system. He wasn't going to become just another juvenile delinquent. The other Westmore who was in prison, before he was ever physically in prison, he was in prison in his mind. His expectation was that this is all that we have. This is all we're going to be. This is all we're going to do. And that's why he wound up where he was at. So people, you're not going to be a victim of your circumstances. You're only going to be a victim of your expectations. So as a business owner, you should have higher expectations. And by doing so, you can build a legacy and you will discover more confidence and more self-esteem than ever before. To finish up, the seventh benefit, the seventh good reason to own a business is finally, in today's uncertain economic climate, there may be no other choice for you. Companies are finding creative ways to replace the workforce, from downsizing to outsourcing or simply eliminating resources. Do not get caught up in this whirlwind. Control your destiny. Control your fate. Decide where you want to be today and go get it tomorrow. There may be no other choice, people. So think about what your talents and skills have brought to others and what they've done for others and how you can harness and pull them in to benefit you. Now, be prepared to follow your heart's desires and create the life you deserve. And this is whether you're 16 or 60. It's never too late to follow your dreams. You owe it to yourselves. I met a young lady at the convention, coach, by the name of Dancy. Last name is Dancy, from Carolina, North Carolina. I didn't realize that she came to your function in December. I didn't know that she drove up to your event this past Saturday. This woman has so much spunk and vigor about herself. She attracts goodness towards her. She emanates, she permeates, she illuminates the room. She gives back positiveness because I guess she understands that she receives it. See, there were some people that were just 6 minutes away from that location on Saturday. Some people were just 6 blocks away. I believe she drove 6 hours. I heard Al Sharpton say, you know what, Michael Bazin could come here to help, you know, you rally for your children and to save these kids, and he didn't drove 60,000 miles and you won't come down 6 flights of stairs. Shame on you people. The information is here. We are willing to give and share and help others as we're supporting and helping each other. But the Dancies of the world that makes the difference. You who are listening can make the difference. Change your mind and you change your life. It's not your aptitude, it's your altitude that dictates your altitude on how high you go in life, how far you go. And with that being said, people, I'm going to get off this phone and off this call, but go out today and be fearless. You owe it to yourself. Coach, take it away.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to me. I was here. And you were
right
here. Good morning, Eva. Good morning, guests. Thank you again, Mr. Walker, for that very powerful and inspiring words about being entrepreneurs. You know, being organized, doing what we need to do, it has been such a blessing. I hope each and every one of you got what you came for today. As a matter of fact, I know you did. Like Mr. Walker said, you're just something waiting to happen. It's going to happen for you. Just keep on walking, keep on stepping. And we want you to step out the rest of your day. Share with us your success stories. Share with us how things are turning around for you, how you're coming up with new ideas and new ways of doing things. Look for how it can be done better. Always looking for, yeah, things are great in many cases, but how can we do it better? Anyway, thank you again, Mr. Walker.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, Mr. Paul. Have a great, awesome day. Enjoy the rest of your week. We'll see some of you back here tomorrow. Tomorrow, some of you know that we'll be on here. Tomorrow we will be discussing how to make lasting change. How to make lasting change. That's on the show for tomorrow. We'll be right here to discuss that. Get your notepads ready. Get ready to take lots of notes. This has been Coach Lalisa. Remember, you to the destiny of your dreams. Get ready to dream big.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.